I have a blessing to one and all, and for all of those that are listening on the phone, Sabbath blessing and welcome. Sabbath blessing for the dear family that will be listening to this recording on a later date. We will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson. This is lesson 65 on this day, March 1st, 2014. We are still reading from our lesson book, Messiah of Ages. We are in chapter 10, and the title is The Voice in the Wilderness, Part 2. Before we begin our children's lesson, we would like to have our opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And the title is Come Unto Me.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Praise the Lord. If any one of the dear family or little ones would like to have opening prayer, blah,
our Father, I thank you for this spirit to have us for today. I thank you for this spirit to wake us up this morning, yet have another plus 7. Bless the Lord to me, stand back from on that morning, yet another lesson in this blessed chapter. Bless the Lord to be considerate and watching over another and love one another, even if we're far away. Bless the Lord to be safe for the week, traveling or at home. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity out of Isaac's spirit, and let us feel to be righteous in all our thoughts and wherever we may be. And let us feel to be merciful to all those who even don't know you yet, and be blessed of things that we could have had or asked for, or if not, we still will be happy. And let us be able to serve you in all our days. This is my friend, this testimony. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear one, before we begin our study, we have the opening scripture, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 1:23, from the King James Version, and it reads, He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson, The Voice in the Wilderness. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following scriptures,
2 Samuel 23:4, And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Isaiah 45, And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 11:4, But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
The man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 62:4. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be merry. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 100. John was to go forth as Jehovah's messenger to bring to men the light of God. He must give a new direction to their thoughts. He must impress them with the holiness of God's requirement and their need of his perfect righteousness. Such a messenger must be holy. He must be a temple for the indwelling Spirit of God in order to fulfill his mission. He must have a sound physical constitution and mental and spiritual strength.
Desire of Ages, page 100. Therefore, it would be necessary for him to control the appetites and passions. He must be able to also to control all his powers that he could stand among men as unmoved by surrounding circumstances as the rocks and mountains of the wilderness. Amen.
The time of John the Baptist, greed for riches and the love of luxury and display had become widespread. Sensuous pleasure, feasting and drinking were causing physical diseases and degeneracy.
Benumbing the spiritual perceptions and lessening the sensibility to sin, John was to stand as a reformer. By his abstemious life and plain dress, he was to rebuke the excess of this time. Hence, directions given to the parents of John, a lesson of temperance by the angel from the throne of heaven, taken from Desire of Ages, page 100, paragraph 4. Amen.
What had become widespread in the time of John the Baptist? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, Babala.
Sensuous pleasures, feasting and drinking were causing physical disease and degeneracy, but numbing the spiritual perceptions and lessening the sensibility to sin.
Desire of Ages, page 101. In childhood and youth, the character is most impressible. The power of self-control should then be acquired. By the fireside and at the family board, influences are exerted whose results are as enduring as eternity. More than any natural endowment, the habits established in early years decide whether a man will be victorious or vanquished in the battle of life. Youth is the sowing time. It determines the character of the harvest for the life and for the life to
come. As a prophet, John was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. In preparing the way for Christ's first advent, he was a representative of those who are to prepare a people for our Lord's second coming. The world is given to self-indulgence. Errors and fables abound. Satan's snares for destroying souls are multiplied.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 101. All who would perfect holiness in the fear of God must learn the lessons of temperance and self-control. The appetites and passions must be held in subjection to the higher powers of the mind. This self-discipline is essential to that mental strength and spiritual insight which will enable us to understand and to practice the sacred truths of God's Word. For this reason, temperance finds its place in the work of preparation for Christ's second coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to stop at this particular slide because there's some information that are very vital for the children to understand. Temperance, in these days, we have 8 laws of health. And as you can see, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, fresh air, rest, and the trust in God is one of the principles that we have to follow if we really want to be able to dedicate our temple, our bodies, to be a place for the Holy Spirit to inhabit and to be able to get ourselves ready for the purpose of the outpouring of God's Spirit. So I hope, dear ones, that you can be able to get your mommies and your daddies, that you all can be able to know a little bit of each one of those 8 doctors that we do have for this time. So question, boys and girls, when is the character most impressible as well as the time for sowing good character? And what was John to do for the Lord, if you know the answer to this question?
The answer is in childhood and youth is the sowing time. It determines the character of the harvest for this life and for the life to come. And John was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, from the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Desire of Ages, page 101. In the natural order of things, the son of Zacharias would have been educated for the priesthood, but the training of the rabbinical schools would have unfitted him for his work. God did not send him to the teachers of theology to learn how to interpret the scriptures. He called him to the desert that he might learn of the nature and natures of God.
Desire of Ages, page 101. It was a lonely region where he found his home in the midst of the barren hills, wild ravines, and rocky caves. But it was his choice to forego the enjoyment and luxuries of life for the stern discipline of the wilderness. Here his surroundings were favorable to habits of simplicity and self-denial. Uninterpreted by the clamor of the world, he could here study the lessons of nature, of revelation, and of providence. The words of the angel to Zacharias had been often repeated to John by his God-fearing parents. From childhood, his mission had been kept before him, and he had accepted the holy trust. To him, the solitude of the desert was a welcome escape from society in which suspicion, unbelief, and impurity had become well-nigh all-pervading. He distrusted his own power to withstand temptation and shrank from constant contact with sin, lest he should lose the sense of its exceeding sinfulness. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 101, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 102. Dedicated to God, the Nazarite from his birth, he made the vow of his own in a lifelong consecration. His dress was that of the ancient prophets, a garment of camel's hair combined by a leather girdle. He ate the locusts and wild honey found in the wilderness and drank the pure water from the hills.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Where and what did God use to train John for the priesthood? And how did he feel about the desert as his home? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah,
the answer is, he called him to the desert that he might learn of nature and nature's God. To him, the solitude of the desert was a welcome escape from society, in which suspicion, unbelief, and impurity had become well-nigh all-pervading.
Desire of Ages, page 102. But the life of John was not spent in idleness, in ascetic gloom, or in self-isolation. From time to time, he went forth to mingle with men, and he was ever an interested observer of what was passing in the world. From his quiet retreat, he watched the unfolding of events with vision illuminated by divine spirit. He studied the characters of men that he might understand how to reach their hearts with the message of heaven. The burden of his mission was upon him.
Desire of Ages, page 102. In solitude, by meditation and prayer, he sought to gird up his soul for the life work before him. Although in the wilderness, he was not exempt from temptation. So far as possible, he closed every avenue by which Satan could enter, yet he was still assailed by the tempter. But his spiritual perceptions were clear. He had developed strength and decision of character, and through the aid of the Holy Spirit, he was able to detect Satan's approaches and to resist his power.
Desire of Ages, page 102. John found in the wilderness school and a sanctuary. Like Moses amid the mountain of Midian, he was shut in by God's presence. and surrounded by the evidence of his power. I was not his, and it was not his lot to dwell, as did Israel's great leader, amid the solemn majesty of the mountain's solitudes. But before him were the heights of Moab, beyond Jordan. Speaking of him who had set fast the mountain and grid them with strength. Amen.
Desiree's page 102. The gloomy and terrible aspect of nature in this gorgeous home vividly pictured the condition of Israel. The fruitful vineyard of the Lord had become a desolate waste. But above the desert, the heavens bent bright and beautiful. The clouds that gathered dark with tempest were arched by the rainbow of promise. So above Israel's degradation shone the promised glory of the Messiah's reign. The clouds of wrath were spanned by the rainbow of his covenant mercy.
Desire of Ages, page 102. Alone in the silent night, he read God's promise to Abraham of a seed numberless as the stars. The light of dawn gilding the mountains of Moab told of him who should be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds. 2 Samuel 23, verse 4. And in the brightness of noontide, he saw the splendor of his manifestation. When the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Isaiah 40, verse 5.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Was John exempt from the devil's temptation, although in the wilderness? And what did he find in the wilderness? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, obla.
The answer is, he was not exempt from temptation. So far as possible, he closed every avenue by which Satan could enter. Yet he was still assailed by the tempter. But his spiritual perception was clear. He had developed strength and decision of character in his school and his sanctuary. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, together. And this scripture song is going to be a request that any one of our dear families that are in the room, if you know the following scripture song that was taken from James 4, 7 to 8, come up and share it with us.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
Desire of Ages, page 103. With awed yet exultant spirit, he searched in the prophetic scrolls the revelation of the Messiah's coming, the promised seed that shall bruise the serpent's head. Shiloh, the peace giver, who was to appear before a king, should cease to reign on David's throne. Now the time had come. A Roman ruler sat in the palace upon Mount Zion. By the sure word of the Lord, already the Christ was born.
Desire of Ages, page 103. Isaiah wrapped portraits of the Messiah's glory where he studied by day and by night. The branch from the root of David, a king, the branch from the root of Jesse, a king to reign in righteousness and judging with equality equity for the meat of the earth. A cover from the tempest, the shadow of great rock in weary land. Israel no longer to be turned, forsaken nor the land of desolate, but to be called of the Lord, my delight and here in the land. Beulah. Isaiah 11:4-32-62-4. Margin from the heart of the lonely exile filled with the glory vision. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Question. With the all yet exalting spirit, where did he reach for the coming Messiah? Sorry, let me just go back again. With the all yet exultant spirit, where did he search for the coming Messiah? And what was his study by day and by night? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, in the prophetic scroll and Isaiah's rapt portrayals of the Messiah's glory, the branch from the root of Jesse, a king to reign in righteousness, judging with equity for the meek of the earth. Amen.
Amen. I just got so caught up with the story. It is just wonderful to know that John and all of the prophets of old, they were men of light passion. And the very requirements that the Lord has given his people in the Old Testament, he also give it to our people in this time. The purpose of leaving the cities and going to the country to live is that we may be able to learn about nature, but also about nature's God. And the more that they separated from all of the influence that was in the city, they were able to have a clearer perception of who he was. So isn't that beautiful that the same gospel that the Lord had preached unto them is the same one that he's preaching unto us? So what a blessing it be. That's why I got so caught up. Dear ones, we would like to share another beautiful scripture song with you all, and our dear sister Lynn will be able to play it for us. And this scripture is taken from Romans 11, verse 33 from the King James Bible. Lord, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study in our lesson book, The Voice in the Wilderness. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel our hearts and our mind before the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord, thank you for having such great mercies upon us this week and bringing us into another blessed Sabbath, dear Father God. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives, dear Father God. Thank you for the lessons that we are learning in the children's study, dear Father God. Help us to learn from John as he was an example, as he prepared the way for the Lord, dear Father God. Help us also to prepare the way for the Lord by following all that we have read in the scriptures, dear Father God, and just being temperate when things get rough, dear Father God, not to give up. Lord, bless the families that are here today, those who are here physically, those who are here on the phone, and those who are not here with us but are here in spirit, dear Father God. Bless them wherever they are.
Keep us and guide us in all thy way. Forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done that is not of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, please let the rest of the Sabbath be a blessed one. Let us receive a further spiritual blessing from the lessons that are about to come in the youth study and from the study that Sister Rose is going to give. Bless all the speakers and keep them in all thy ways. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we're still in chapter 10, and this will be part 3 of The Voice in the Wilderness, and that will be held on Sabbath, March 8, 2014. For all of the dear families coming in, we had just ended the children's Sabbath school lesson, and we also prepare by God's grace the children's Sabbath school activities that the children will continue being familiar with all the words that they have learned and all of the different truths that has been placed in their little heart, hoping and praying that the Holy Spirit will continue on in their experience walking in the Lord. For those that are listening on the phone, thank you for being here. Have a blessed Sabbath. And may we see you next week by God's grace. And for those that will be listening to the recording on a later date, we hope and pray that you will bless. Have a blessing, everyone.